Most of what you have heard has been indicative of our national parks and monuments, but let's go further. We could go to seacoasts. We could go to Mount McKinley in Alaska. We could climb Mauna Loa in Hawaii, and we'd still be in our national parks. We could roam the Panamints of Death Valley. We could even be in the Statue of Liberty or in the jungle of the Everglades in Florida. We could be on the Channel Islands off the coast of California. Yes, wherever you go, they are your backyard. Romantic, beautifully wild, picturesque, or historically nostalgic. Your forefathers bought and paid for them, and they're yours for all generations to come. Let's take, for instance, you who are endowed with the thrill of mountain climbing. Maybe it's in Glacier National Park or Grand Teton, Rocky Mountain, Olympic, Yosemite, or majestic Mount Rainier. You of the Alpine Clubs, you mountain climbers, how many wonderful, exhilarating days and nights have you had because you were sons of the mountains?
Voices wail, sons of the mountains, the earth is kneeling humbly at your feet, and the thrilling taste of victory, for you've conquered every peak. The mountains call the mountaineer as a mother to her son. His answer fresh and roughly clear, for he knows her will be done.